Good evening, everyone. This is Gail Tharp, and I wanted to start by discussing a subject that we all have faced at one time or another, especially when we're helping a new IBO to get started, and that is, now that I've gone through my list of family and friends, where do I find prospects? Because learning to do this is out of most folks' comfort zone, let me suggest that you need to have a really good reason for wanting to move ahead with your business. So to get going with this, the first thing I would suggest is to, one, set a goal that is big enough to make you get out the door. And two, decide that you can do this and then just go ahead and do it. Because this is a people business, you need to go where the people are to find them. I try to go to short-term events or classes where I'll meet people, or walk your dog in your neighborhood, or go to church gatherings or sports events, especially with kids or grandkids, or volunteer for a cause you believe in. You'll find people at all these places, and don't prejudge as to whether they'd be interested or not. As you get out of your car to go wherever people are, mentally raise your antenna to remind yourself that today you will meet some great prospects for your business. Now, the criteria I use is, one, do they make eye contact with you? Two, do they smile at you? Three, is this someone you would want to come to your home? Next is to be prepared to know what you're going to say. Type out an approach that's been approved by your coach and carry it with you till you have it memorized. If I'm approaching someone in a store, I try to ask a few questions first. Do you work here full-time? How long have you been here? And sincere compliments to prospects go a long way. So try to find something to compliment them with, such as, you have great people skills. This place is lucky to have you. Or, what an adorable baby. How old is she? Or, I like your shoes. Would you mind telling me where you got them? Or, you have beautiful skin. What kind of skincare do you use? Just be sure you are sincere. The next question can be asked of anybody. Are you ever open to other business ideas that wouldn't interfere with what you already do? And if they say yes, then I say, I own a web-based business that I'm expanding, and we work with folks who do something else but are open to developing another source of income that wouldn't interfere with what they already do. Would you be open to that idea? And if they say yes, then I say, well, I'll be glad to visit with you and show you how it works. All I need is your name, email, and cell phone. Do you have a card? And as you say this, you hand them your card or piece of paper to write on. I usually hand them two of my cards so they can keep one and write their info on the other for me. I tell them I'll be calling them back to set up an appointment. Well, back in June, I decided that I wanted to qualify for the CORE Challenge, and I set a goal to begin doing that. I've approached 38 people since then, and I'm going to go through my list for you now using first names only to show you where I met them so you'll know that you can find people anywhere. Okay, here goes. The first one was Annie. Annie is an event planner at a local synagogue where I went to see a program. It's not my place of worship, but they welcomed me. Next is Tracy. She's a workout trainer at that synagogue where I went to an open house to see their fitness center. Next is Leslie, who is a nutritionist, massage therapist, who had a booth at the synagogue open house. Lacey was a cashier at Sam's, and she was busy training another employee as she checked me out. Alma works at my grocery store in their bakery. She's a single mom working full-time as a manager of Taco Bell and part-time in the bakery. She is one busy lady. Sarah is my hairdresser. Haro is a friend of my daughter's from Hawaii who spent Christmas Day with us. Rusty is a former IBO who works as cashier at my grocery store. Cherie is daughter of my best friend from high school. Keenan, my cousin, who is a musician PhD student at UT. Greg is my good friend's son who works with computers. Richard is a former IBO and state employee. Bianca is manager of VisionWorks, where I get my glasses straightened. Bill is the son-in-law of my yard guy. Robin brought her child to a kids program at the library where I took my grandson to learn how to make puppets. Raquel was a librarian at the Above program, and she's from Brazil. Terrence was a tap dancer slash comedian who performed at the library for the kids, and they loved him. Jessica was a physical therapist I met at a rehab hospital 1 year ago. I had kept her card, and she didn't know me at all, but she wanted an appointment. I've met very few nurses who are making all the money they want. Leah was in my exercise class at the YMCA 1 year ago. Paul is a waiter at a restaurant. Noni is a former IBO who's retired. Bob is my cousin in Oklahoma who's retired. Jeannie is a cousin in Fort Worth, and she's an executive assistant. Marsha, a cousin in North Texas who has 10 children. Cassie is a cousin in Albuquerque who is an executive assistant for an online dating service. And of course, these are all relatives, but for some reason, I had skipped over them many moons ago when I was starting my business. Roland is a motivational speaker, author, musician, friend of my daughter. Gail is a cashier at Target. Mo is my daughter's friend. Rocky is a waiter, bartender at a hotel. I told him he had great people skills, and he said I made his day. Jean helped me with my phone at AT&T store. Rose waited on me in Walgreens. Bliss is the son of my daughter's friend in Hawaii. He's a former IBO who lives in Portland. Nicole is assistant manager at Walmart, and she waited on me. Rosemary is a hospice nurse, a friend of my daughter. Anna is a caregiver at a retirement home from Bulgaria, and I met her in the hall as I was delivering LLC to a resident. She's already an IBO and sells lots of Nutrilite. Karen is a manager at my grocery store, and she already works 60-plus hours a week. Sam is a cashier at Office Max. He's from Persia and has a degree from UT and wants to go back to school in Europe. Chris is assistant manager at Office Depot. Now, just in case you're wondering what I said whenever I approached some of these folks, I thought it might be helpful if I told you the circumstances of a few and what I said. Raquel was the librarian from Brazil who stood in the back of the room with me while we watched the kids make sock puppets, and I noticed she had an accent. So I asked her where she was from, and she said Brazil. So I asked how long she had been here, which other library she had to work for, and she mentioned that she was also going to school for her PhD. So I said, I don't know if you're open to other ideas, but I own a web-based business that I'm expanding, and I work with people who do something else but are open to the idea of developing another source of income that won't interfere with what they already do. So would you be open to looking at other ideas? And she said, oh, yes. So I said, I'll be glad to give you a call. All I need is your name, email, and cell phone. As I handed her two cards, one to keep and one to give me her information on. So I called her at home and set an appointment. Paul was our waiter at a restaurant where I went to lunch with two friends. And he was very polite and attentive and prompt, so much so that I asked him his name and said, Paul, you have great people skills. Thank you for your good service. He thanked me, and we left. And when I got home, I called the restaurant and asked for Paul. He came to the phone, and I said, Paul, I was in the restaurant with two friends earlier, and I told you what a good job you were doing. And he said, I remember. I said, Paul, my name is Gail, and you don't know me, but I own a web-based business that I'm expanding. We work with people who do something else but are open to the idea of developing another source of income that won't interfere with what they already do. Would you be open to looking at other ideas? Oh, yes, he said. I said, well, if you want to give me your cell phone and email, I'll call you and set an appointment. I called him at home and set an appointment. Gail waited on me at the customer service desk at Target. I had a couple of things to ask her about, where to find some things, and she couldn't have been more helpful. She explained how I could get extra discounts and answered my questions. I saw her name badge, and you always call them by name if you see it. And I said, Gail, you've been so helpful, and you have great people skills. Would you ever be open to other business ideas that wouldn't interfere with what you already do? Oh, yes, she said. And I said, well, I own a web-based business I'm expanding, and if you'd like to have a look, just give me your name, email, and cell phone, and I'll give you a call. She said, well, I have a daughter in college, and she might be interested too. I said, fine. I'll be happy to have her come with you. I'm supposed to call her this week. Rocky was on duty as one of only two servers at a restaurant where I had dinner with a large group of people. He was practically running to take care of all of us, making several trips for each one and apologizing for not being able to serve faster. He was so busy that I didn't have a chance to say anything to him. So the next day, I called the restaurant and asked the name of the waiter with dark hair that we'd had the night before, and they said, Rocky. So I asked for him, and he came to the phone. I said, Rocky, my name is Gail, and you don't know me, but I was here last night in the large group you handle so well. You have great people skills, and we really appreciated your good service. He thanked me and said I had made his day. And I said, Rocky, I own a web-based business that I'm expanding, and we work with people who do something else but are open to the idea of developing another source of income that won't interfere with whatever else they do. Would you be open to other ideas? He said, sure. So I said, if you'll give me your cell phone so I can call you away from work, I'll be glad to set an appointment. I called him at home and set an appointment. Nicole waited on me while I was searching for a file box at Walmart. After she couldn't find one, I thanked her for looking and asked what her job was and how long she'd been there. And she said, I'm an assistant manager and I've been here 7 years. I said, let me ask you something. I own a web-based business that I'm expanding, and we work with people who do something else but are open to the idea of developing another source of income that won't interfere with whatever else they do. Would you be open to other ideas? And she said, you know, it's funny you would ask me that, because I've been thinking I should look for something else to do because I work so many hours here that I don't have any time for my grandkids. So I said, as I handed her two cards, Nicole, if you'll give me your email and cell phone, I'll give you a call and we can set a time to get together. So she did, and I left the store. As I was getting into my car, my phone rang, and it was Nicole. She was looking at my card and called me, and she said, I found your file box, and I've got it here at the front desk. So I went back and bought my box and thanked her and told her I'd give her a call. Tracy is a workout trainer at the synagogue where I went to the open house. I was with a group of people who were visiting her class, but I was the last one to linger behind and compliment her on the great job she did and that she made it look so easy. I then said, let me ask you something, Tracy. I own a web-based business that I'm expanding, and we work with people who do something else but are open to the idea of developing another source of income that won't interfere with whatever else they do. Would you be open to other ideas? And she said, I wish you had talked to me 2 months ago, because my fiancé and I bought into an online business that we wish we hadn't. It cost over $1,200 to join, and it's very time-intensive, and we haven't made any money. We had to buy all this new phone equipment, and then we have to sit at the computer with earphones on and wait for people to go online and place their orders with us, and we just can't do that. She then said, I'd really like to see your business, but I'm getting married in September, and I can't get together till after that. As I handed her two business cards, she said, please call me in October, and I will. Does this sound repetitious to you? Well, it's supposed to. That's what makes it so easy to do and easy to teach. Now remember, if you can talk to a stranger, the whole world is a prospect. Now, has this given you any ideas? Good. Now let's get started.